major water leak at the Louvre Museum in Paris has damaged hundreds of books and valuable documents in its Egyptian antiquities library. Staff say aging pipes caused the leak, which soaked archaeology journals dating back more than a century, though no artworks were damaged. It's the latest sign of strain on the museum's deteriorating infrastructure, and it comes just weeks after that major jewel heist. Didier Rickner is an art historian and journalist in France who broke the story. Didier, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Sorry?
I was just welcoming you to the program, and
yes, thank you. No worries.
Can you tell us what happened inside the Egyptian library? Can you give us the details of what happened?
Yes, the pipes broke and the dirty water was pulled over the books, and it spoiled the books and the bindings of the books, because it was journals which was binded. The water was so important. It was also in the flat under the library, and it could have been more serious, because it was close to an electric panel. So if it could have been a fire, if it had been there. So it's a real problem, but the problem is it was known. The weakness of the pipes was known. The Louvre presidency was told they should have done something, and they did not do anything.
How serious is the damage? Can you tell us how valuable these elements were and why they're so valuable?
400 books were wet, so they will not be the same as they were before. They can be dried, but they are spoiled, you know. So it's not a catastrophe. It's not catastrophic, you know. There are no works of art destroyed, but books which are old books, one century old books, have been spoiled, and it could have been more serious.
So why were those warnings that you mentioned, why had they gone unanswered? Why hadn't they been responded to?
Sorry, I didn't understand what you told me.
How come the management of the museum didn't respond or react to those warnings that this could potentially happen?
Because I think the management of the museum is not at the level it should be. They don't prioritize the projects. They spend a lot of money, because they have a lot of money. The Louvre has a lot of money, and they want to spend money on a big project for a big entrance. Maybe you heard about it. It's called Louvre Nouvelle Renaissance, and they want to dig some rooms under the Louvre to exhibit Mona Lisa and to make a great entrance. And it's a lot of money. And they have money, but they don't have money to do everything. And they should restore the Louvre Museum, and not to spend money for this kind of project, which would be so expensive and not useful.
On Radio National Breakfast this morning, my guest is Didier Rickner. He's an art historian and journalist. Now, we understand that there's been some museum staff who were called in on Monday to begin an indefinite strike to protest about some of these deteriorating conditions and the lack of resources. Can you tell me about that? How significant are strikes?
Yes, it is significant, because it's the first time. They don't only go on strike for work conditions, you know, but they tell there is no prioritization. They spend money where they should not do it. And we ask for this project to be stopped. It's clearly an understatement, but they tell this, you know. So it's interesting, because, you know, this big project is the project of the French president, Emmanuel Macron. And it is why they, for the moment, they don't stop it. Even if everybody in France knows it's a bad project, nothing is done to stop it. And I hope the strike will help to make everybody understand what happens to the Louvre.
There was certainly a lot of international attention on the jewel heist that happened only a few weeks ago. Yes. Do you see that as related to the budget and management decisions that you've outlined?
Yes, it is. Because, you know, there was a big plan to secure the museum. And it was supposed to begin in 2021. And everything was deleted because of this big project, you know. They want to do everything at the same time, and to spend the money which was planned to be spent for the security, they want to spend it to the new entrance, you know. So it's a problem. We have not the money to do everything. And what they want to do is to this big project.
Didier, I really appreciate your perspective and you telling us about the stories you've been able to break. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.